excited about our future. I think we've come a long way, but clearly this is something where we all need to work together, and that includes the Board of Trustees, the Foundation Board, and the Alumni Association Board. We need help from everybody, because this is a critical revenue stream, and it's going to even be more important for the university in the years ahead. So thank you very much.
Question for Sid before he gets too far away. Any questions? Just my comment, the Foundation Board will be here next week, right?
We're going to have an event at the Field Museum, and we have over 600 people have signed up for this. And I know Bob Easter, our president designate, is going to be kind of the featured speaker, and I know they're all coming to hear Bob. So, but no, seriously, we are really excited about this. This is a university-wide event. I hope anyone in this room, certainly you are welcome, but our board's excited about this, and we're moving forward. So, thank you.
Very good. Thanks, Sid. Thanks for your leadership in this process. All right, Lauren Taylor, Alumni Association.
Thank you, Trustee McMillan, and thanks to all of you for remaining through the end of these reports. I shall attempt to reward you with brevity.
You're a winner.
The Alumni Association's leadership and management team evaluate a number of factors, including key performance indicators and benchmarking metrics for our work in alumni engagement. But how to effectively measure factors such as loyalty, engagement, advocacy, and leadership contributions is more elusive than measuring dollars raised or students graduated. So my report includes some of the groundwork and context for arriving at a meaningful set of metrics for the association based on the fundamental principles behind our operations. We focus on the full life cycle of the alumni relationship, not just when an alumnus makes a gift or when a student graduates from the university. We are customer-centric in our approach and across a mass market. As the internet age continues to evolve at a rapid pace, it's all the more challenging to meaningfully engage with graduates. Our alumni leadership continues to maintain that collectively as an institution, we do not yet have the approach and solutions in place to fully reap the benefits from this mass market. The Advancement Technology Project in 2007 and our partnership with the Foundation to embark on a database replacement are two efforts to make headway in this area. Back in 2006, the association joined the university and the foundation in a strategic planning initiative. We've done some fine-tuning along the way, but our alumni leadership and management team continue to forge ahead in the key strategic areas of leadership, advocacy, scalable IT solutions, and mass marketing and communications in order to increasingly motivate, inform, connect, and engage alumni. We focus on channeling alumni goodwill through service and leadership to support, advise, and advocate for the university. Through our awards and recognition programs, we celebrate, recognize, and promote achievement to fuel alumni pride and loyalty. Through our governance structure and the external groups with whom we work, alumni leaders emerge who have a deeper understanding of university issues, and they reach out and engage other graduates to build up an army of volunteers and friends. These relationships result in some of our most connected and supportive alumni, and it's critical that we sustain and grow this diverse pipeline of future leadership. You're already very familiar with the work we've done with our political advocacy operation known as Illinois Connection. Since the program moved to the association in 2007, we've grown significantly from 500 to 11,000 advocates and counting. For this growth, we credit many of those alumni leaders who helped guide our strategies, as well as the adoption of a constituent relationship management tool. This technology lets us communicate quickly and efficiently with alumni, but it also empowers alumni to quickly and easily communicate with their elected representatives. We've also begun to show that our advocacy campaigns consistently result in successful outcomes based on their own unique objectives, and this despite some of the reports you've heard from